I am invisible, quickly fading from the radars of my community like I'm being beamed up from by brethren to a starship on the edge of the outside of their sky. I am taking this in a stride of my once memorable saunter, which is now quickly forgotten, like my voice deepens with each milligram of oily juices, like the fat on my hips, thighs, and ass disappears with each sprint up my stairs into safety. Do you care to hear my voice as the cadence stays the same, but the octaves drop like water from my yet unaltered torso? My voice is being marginalized with each word. My thoughts boxed by your supposedly loving feminist process. This community from which I grew is stealthily poking me into the shadows of mainstream society. Boys don't cry, and I'm realizing that I am left now in the corners of your vision, invisible, unimportant, angry, and unable to shed a single tear of frustration. I will miss the dykes who once took pride in schooling me on life's navigations, the fags who shared laments on my shoulder. I miss feeling at home in your bars, your brightly colored festivals of mutual adoration. Never mind that my sexuality remains unchanged, my gender deemed surrender to a patriarchy that keeps this boy vomiting at the thought of the man he may one day be. Drunk dial me sometime soon and feign interest in the struggle you take no trouble to understand. When I pick up, you won't be able to hear the strangled voice of this boy saying that the inside of me is always the same. I'll bury my invisible skin in the fabric you weave your life in. You'll never know I'm there at all. I'm invisible, or quickly rocketing towards so, like stars fade with the morning sky, unseen by the naked eye, but still there trembling into new desires, new twinkling dreams, new photographs of a boy you don't care to see.